Iraq's National Assembly held another session today, the second since it was elected at the end of January. But this meeting quickly devolved into chaos and acrimony, and it ended a short time after it began. Lawmakers were trying to select a speaker as a first step toward moving the political process forward. The assembly is expected to try again when it meets this weekend. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is at the assembly session in Baghdad's Green Zone, and she joins us now. Lourdes, what happened today?
Well, there was about a three-hour delay, and after everyone stood around waiting for the main players to stop rushing from one room to the other, they were trying to hammer out a last-minute deal, the 275-member body filed into the chamber, finally. At that moment, the acting speaker, who is presiding over the assembly until a permanent speaker is chosen, opened the session, and they were supposed to choose today a permanent speaker, but instead the announcement was made that the decision would be postponed. Then an angry exchange ensued, with one woman who was draped head to toe in the black abaya or veil getting up, and she denounced the delay. That was followed by another member of interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's party shouting that, quote, the people are waiting for us to act. As the session seemed to get out of control a bit, journalists were then ejected from the chamber. The session was being carried live on Iraqi state television. What the Iraqi people then saw was a blank screen followed by a musical montage of the national anthem. Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi then left with his entourage, followed closely by Interim President Ghazi Al-Yawar. The session ended shortly after, and I don't need to say that there was no resolution.
All of this is because of a difficulty in different ethnic groups that were leading candidates in the election, a difficulty in coming to resolution on a leadership for the country. What does this say about the ability of Iraqis to work together in a democracy?
Well, it's a really embarrassing situation. You know, this session degenerated quickly. There's a lot of impatience by Iraqis to get this done soon. We talked to people on the streets after the session was over, and everyone expressed their frustration and disbelief. You know, a lot of people have looked at the political process here and seen that it has kind of become sectarian in nature, which was what quite a few people did not want to see happen in Iraq. So we have coalitions of Shias and Kurds with Sunnis and all this political back and forth, and everyone looking for their own corner. And this public display of discord today only shows really how fractured things are and how little consensus there appears to be.
Before today's events, U.S. officials were explaining the delay in selecting an Iraqi government by saying, look, it's a democracy. Democracies take time. It's a new democracy, and it's perfectly understandable that there would be some debate and delay. Is there any sense there that the problem is any worse than it's being described by U.S. officials?
Well, I think when you talk to people here, they use that line a lot. They say this is the birth of a democracy, and birth is a painful thing. However, you know, Barham Saleh, who is one of the lead Kurdish negotiators, said today that they are in crisis. So there is a lot of banding about of very strong words here. And a lot of the disputes are over very basic things. Everyone basically wants a bigger piece of the pie, and they're having these negotiations in back rooms and in meeting places. And a lot of people who are not involved directly in these negotiations, who are part of the National Assembly, you know, are beginning to feel disenfranchised. And we saw that today with members of the main Shiite list getting up and denouncing the delay quite forcibly.
We've been talking to NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. She's in Baghdad. This is NPR News.